Guardian Unlimited.
Entering the 17th century Tibetan fortress or Dzong in central Bhutan's Punaka district is to find oneself in a real-life Shangri-La. Prayer wheels spin, bells sound, and monks hurry past in red robes. Bhutan had for centuries had been ruled by a benevolent king and the clergy, but that is set to change forever as the monarch prepares to take a back seat and hand over power to his subjects. But as a series of mock elections, which culminate next week's show, the people appear to be reluctant to take charge. These polls are being contested by imaginary parties of different ideologies, represented by primary colours. In last month's dry run, as Dasho Sering, head of Wangdi District, explains, resulted in a landslide for the Yellow Party, a colour that people associated with the palace.
It is the colour of the scarf of His Majesty the King and the Jigenbo, the religious head. I feel it is people's respect for the institution of the monarchy and also respect for our Buddhist religion.
These mock elections, or fire drills, are being aimed at preparing the people of this landlocked mountainous country for the real thing. Next year, the public would elect 47 politicians to the National Assembly, or lower house, while they will serve five-year terms. Chief Election Commissioner Kuzang Wangdi says the mock elections are necessary to teach the Bhutanese how democratic processes work, and that the next time, no party will be able to use yellow.
Our rules say that national colors, national symbols, royal symbols, anything which is religious, they get all this is spelled out. This color factor is we have to particularly make sure because we ourselves are going to land in trouble.
For many, the elections and the political changes are a natural progression for Bhutan, which was once a hermit Himalayan kingdom. There were no banks or roads until the 1960s, and just 15 years ago, only a fifth of the population could read or write. Today, literacy is nearly 60%, and there is a free healthcare and education system. Democracy, says Nicholas Rossellini of the UN, serves as a safety valve for the newly empowered in Bhutan.
In a way, it all comes together. The pace of economic development, the level of decentralization that's been happening already over the past 10, 15 years, and now with a kind of parliamentary national democracy also being introduced. It's all part of a package which is to empower the people to make their own decisions, make their own choices.
But this euphoria, say the nascent political parties, has not dispelled the apathy towards the thought of politicians running Bhutan instead of the king. Sering Tobge, the coordinator of the People's Democratic Party, says the public should get involved, not least because the king has commanded that they should.
We all need to get involved. This is not the responsibility of one or two people, it's the responsibility of the nation. His Majesty has commanded it. And all of us need to be much more politically aware and active.
And what would you do about, when Bhutanese public opinion seems to be a bit indifferent, or, the process has not gone into full swing? How are you proposing to get people interested in the election? Or
at the grassroots level, we've been very active. We've distributed hundreds of thousands of membership forms, and our volunteers have gone and explained about the party and encouraged people to sign up and become members. And this has been really, really encouraging, the feedback, the initial response. In the cities, I don't know. But we need to make ourselves available.
Guardian Unlimited.